Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
The warmer temperatures are expected to stick around. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. The change in provincial policy to shift a heavier portion of student assistance into the loan category from the grant one is the subject of a March 11th protest at 12:30 in front of Victoria Hall. This is an action taken in solidarity with students across Ontario, and while Cobra Collegiate Institute is not affiliated with these organizers, Desiree Mahone has helped to organize a hometown show of support for their efforts. Coming from a low-income family and hoping for a career in healthcare, she has always expected to have to rely on scholarships and financial aid. Looking at how much her family can afford to help, she has an idea of how much the cost will fall on her shoulders and cannot help feeling she will be in debt for years to come. Many of her peers are attempting to discuss the issue with Northumberland Peterborough South MPP David Buccini, as well as Queen's Park. Meanwhile, plans for the March 11 walkout will continue. Northumberland Hills Hospital has launched a new main floor stroke recovery clinic. This new service will offer multidisciplinary stroke rehabilitation services to stroke patients 18 years and older who have been discharged from NHH or referred to other area providers offering such vital services as physiotherapy, occupational therapy, and speech-language pathology. The new stroke recovery clinic welcomed its first patients on February 24th. Its hours of operation will be Tuesdays through Thursdays from 8 to 4. Ontario residents will be eligible who are at least 18 years of age, are living safely at home or in a retirement home, have experienced and are recovering from a stroke within the past year, and are willing and able to participate in an intensive therapy program, have achievable and meaningful rehabilitation goals, require one or more of the disciplines offered to support goals related to the impact of their stroke. For the fourth consecutive year, the municipality of Port Hope announces that its flagship events, the Candlelight Festival and Arts Festival, have made the Festival and Events Ontario's top 100 festivals and events list. This distinction considers events that have community impact, originality, economic benefits, and overall popularity. Submissions were made last fall for evaluation by an independent panel of judges. The selection process featured a diverse range of festivals and events from across the province. Port Hope's two winning events will return for this year, the Arts Festival on August 8th and the Candlelight Walk to kick off the beloved Candlelight Festival now on Friday, February 27th. In sports, exhibition games for the World Baseball Classic start today as Team Canada plays Toronto and the Raptors host the Knicks tonight. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Some stories make us laugh, some make us uncomfortable, and some change the way we see the world. This Sunday, March 8th, the Vagina Monologues arrive in Cobourg, written by Eve Ensler and directed by Shannon Oliver. Join us at 7 p.m. at the Cobourg Legion, Branch 133, 135B Orr Street, for a night that celebrates women's voices, resilience, and truth. Presented by the Cobourg Pet Nanny and Kinetic Care, with Northumberland 89.7 as media sponsor. Brought to you by Oliver Talent Events and New. Tickets are $35, available online at newexpo.ca.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. Are you acting as an attorney for property or personal care for someone? Or are you taking on the responsibilities of an executor under a loved one's will? We can help you sort out what needs to be done. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. A mix of sun and cloud today, becoming cloudy this morning, high plus 2, cloudy tonight, low minus 5, sunny tomorrow, high of 5, and cloudy for Thursday, high of 4. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.